no breakfast table would be complete without delicious eggs. But for over 40 years, some people may have shied away from eggs because there were studies that showed that it was connected to heart disease. But new research has found that eggs actually are not connected to heart disease, but actually could be considered a new superfood and the food of the future with the new nutrients they're finding. So I was able to talk with Tia Reynas, the executive director of the Egg Nutrient Center, to talk a little bit more about the new research on eggs being a superfood. So Dr. Reynas, what exactly are the studies finding in eggs that can consider them a food of the future?
Well, as you mentioned, years and years ago, eggs were linked to heart disease, and that was because they contained dietary cholesterol. And back then, the studies were not as sophisticated as they are today, and this link was made between eating eggs and heart disease. But since then, over 40 years of research has shown that that link that was once thought to exist is not really true. So all the research that's been conducted since has shown that eggs do not increase your risk for cardiovascular disease. And in fact, the cholesterol that you eat does not have any impact or a very little impact on the cholesterol in your blood. Now, once that was accepted by scientists and our guidelines have changed accordingly, that really opened the door to start looking at what else might be in the egg that could have health benefits. And so that's really what's happened over the last 10 years is this shift in research from just looking at the cholesterol in eggs to all of a sudden trying to see what else might be in there. And that's related to the vitamins and minerals and the different macronutrients. And it's just been an exciting few years now that this research is starting to get published.
In some of these new studies on eggs that have been published, what are some of their findings, especially when it comes to the nutritional value that eggs have?
Eggs actually contains 13 essential vitamins and minerals, plus they're a source of a high-quality protein. And what we're finding is that these nutrients are linked to a number of different health benefits that are really sort of, this is new information. So, for example, eggs are rich in a vitamin called choline. Now, most people have never heard about choline. And in fact, 90% of the population in America doesn't consume enough choline. So it is a problem here in our country. And eggs are the best dietary source to get that nutrient. Now, why do you need choline? Well, it's linked to a number of different things. It's linked to having a healthy liver. It's linked to neurotransmitters in your brain, but it's also linked to cognitive function. And we know that it's especially important to have choline very early in life, such as during pregnancy, infancy, early childhood, as well as towards the end of life when it can help preserve mental functions as we age. So that's just one nutrient that in the last couple of years has gained recognition as being much more important than we once thought. Now, similarly, there's another nutrient in eggs called lutein. And lutein is actually what gives eggs that yellow color within the yolk. And it's been a long time that we've known that lutein helps protect the eye. Lutein accumulates in the back of the eye and acts as a filter between the blue light that we're exposed to all day, and that includes sunlight, but that also includes computer screens and smartphones. Any sort of digital device is causing rays to go into your eye that could be harmful on the very delicate rods and cones, which are the cells at the back of the eye. But lutein accumulates there and acts almost as a shield to protect it. And therefore, we know that eggs have been shown or have been linked to reducing the risk for age-related macular degeneration as well as cataracts. But the new finding here with lutein is that it's also located in the brain, and it also seems to be linked to cognition. So it's been shown in children that it has a positive impact on academic performance, and it's also been shown in adults to have an important role in cognitive functions such as memory. So those are just some of the newer studies that we have gotten recently to kind of showcase these new benefits of eggs, and all of a sudden, you know, we've shifted the conversation from thinking of eggs as this negative that could increase your risk of heart disease to, wow, it could be a food that helps protect your brain throughout the lifespan.
And Dr. Reynas, the new information that you're finding in these studies, especially when it comes to choline and lutein and all those great benefits that it can give us, exactly how are you getting that information out there? And is it currently being taught in schools?
This is really just trying to get the word out. You know, I think there is a underappreciation for the importance of these two different compounds, and I think, you know, as we develop more research, and there is research ongoing on both of these different compounds, that we'll continue to hopefully see the benefit, and then that will spill over into getting more eggs, hopefully into schools, thinking about eggs as a food for infants as they transition to solid foods, as well as childhood. So I think we're on the cusp of some exciting changes in perceptions on eggs.
And Dr. Reynes, along with the research showing that eggs could be a new food of the future, a study's also been done that shows that eggs could actually really be a great asset to hunger-stricken parts of the world. So could you explain a little bit about this research study?
So this was work that was done down in Ecuador, and it was a group out of Washington University. It was a large team of folks that went down there into a community that what we call nutritionally vulnerable. So they had low access to high-quality foods that contain a lot of protein and other nutrients. And they educated mothers, new mothers down there, on feeding their infant one egg a day. And over 6 months, what they saw was almost a 50% reduction in the rates of stunting, which is where children are short for their weight. And then also, there was a 74% decrease in the prevalence of underweight. So just this one egg a day in these young children caused significant improvements in weight gain and growth. Now, here in the U.S., we don't see that severity of undernutrition, but there are populations that do have poor intake of these nutrients that also would benefit from the nutrient package in eggs. So even though these studies were done out of the country, I still think they are relevant here in our country, especially in these groups that have limited access to foods such as high-quality protein and nutrient-dense options.
It's amazing to see how big of an impact eggs can have on those hunger-stricken populations. Now, talking about getting all the nutrients out of eggs that you can, are there certain ways to prepare eggs to get the most nutritional value out of them?
You know, they're all equivalent with their nutrient value. It's really about your preference. Everybody has a preference when it comes to how they eat their eggs, and I guess the only advice I would give is that, you know, eggs are great to pair with healthy foods. It's a great way to get vegetables in to either a child or an adult. And what we also know now is that when you pair eggs with vegetables, that they help increase the absorption of the antioxidants in the vegetables. So you can actually make your vegetables work harder for you by just adding an egg on top of a salad or on top of sautéed greens. There's a lot of different ways to use an egg to not only enhance the flavor, but also enhance the absorption of those powerful antioxidants in those foods.
So you can really make your eggs work double time for you if you prepare them with foods like vegetables. Now, Dr. Reynes, exactly how could people get more information on these new studies that are being done in eggs?
On our website, which is eggnutritioncenter.org, and we're constantly updating with all the new research, which has just been coming out. There's been at least one or two studies a month lately that are looking at all these different health aspects of eggs. So it's an exciting time and a dynamic time, and we have a lot of information there for folks.
That's Dr. Tia Reynes, the executive director of the Egg Nutrient Center. And like she said, new studies have shown that eggs are the new food of the future. They can help with cognitive development, provide much-needed nutrient and minerals to hunger-striven populations, and not to mention, they can work harder for you when you pair them with certain foods like vegetables. So next time you sit down at your breakfast table to eat some delicious eggs, you can rest easy knowing you're eating the food of the future. I'm Jenna Lee, coming to you from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison.